And
here's what you need to know with Bianca Stone from 7 News.
I guess it's got something to do with rainfall and floods, has it, Bianca?
Wet, wet, wet. That's the forecast at the moment. It hasn't stopped raining, really, has it? All over Queensland as well. And overnight, there was an emergency in the Darling Downs region. The town of Inglewood evacuated, about 1,000 people told to move to, get this, the cemetery. Must be the highest point in town, the dead centre of town, some say. But everyone's moved to the cemetery in their cars and slept in their cars there overnight.
Oh, I know Inglewood quite well. Now, are you that's Lawrence Springboard's, is that, or is he
going to win? That's the Borgs area. Borg will be on Sunrise this morning with a live update soon.
Oh, will he just? Not on his shirt this time. And to tell me, I've got on my actual weather thing on my phone, major flood warning for Bremer River at Ipswich. Is there anything you're hearing about that? Because it's the first time I've seen that.
Yeah, there are a number of major flood warnings that are current this morning. The Bremer is one of those that is expected to reach a major flood level. That's for Worrell Creek as well. There's also one for the Logan River too, a major flood warning for the Logan River, a flood warning for the Albert River. So lots around southeast Queensland as well.
The last time the Bremer River flooded was 2011. There's no talk of that sort of stuff, is there?
No, not to that kind of level. So you will see some flooding around those low-lying areas, and that's the upper Brisbane River. The catchment as well, but you're not going to see, the stuff that we saw back then when, we had widespread flooding around Brisbane. The biggest concerns at the moment are that Darling Downs region, Inglewood, there's water through town at the moment, there's pictures of all that occurring, and that's still an unfolding emergency at the moment. Police have actually made an emergency declaration for that town, so to get everyone out of there, those people who remain. They went door to door last night, so it was quite the emergency there.
Those people out there would say, get stuffed, we'll look after this ourselves, wouldn't they? They're those sort of people.
Yeah, the majority are. And that's what we're seeing with the SES calls as well. In the past 24 hours, there's been more than 300 calls for help. The concentration, though, has been around Brisbane, Gold Coast, those sort of places, because people out in the regions just deal with leaking roofs themselves.
Yeah, and we saw, obviously, there was that power loss yesterday as well to 2,500, 3,000 homes at Currabee. Bianca, this rain is predicted to hang around for a while. We're going to see more weather conditions, though, aren't we? You know, with the flooding, obviously, it's not going to get like it was, but we are still going to see a lot of water over the road and in and around the rivers.
Yeah, that's right. La Nina is well and truly here. It's the first day of summer today. We are likely to see a very wet summer. The rain that we've got at the moment should clear today, but it is going to be wet again. So be prepared for a very wet summer to come is what we're being told.
Great time to
clean your gutters out.
Repair your mower. Yeah.
Get buy the service done.
Oh, yeah, all of those things.
A lot of things on the to-do list.
Yes, take our advice. Thanks, Bianca.